Today's daf is daf Ayin Beis, and we're holding by Im Hayato Ein. So it's about one fifth of the way down. Im Hayato Ein Mishum Davar Acher Rashai. If he claims that the reason that he wants this neder on his wife is because indeed she should not be involved in these kind of social things because of some other reason. What is that davar acher? My davar acher amar v'yidam Shmuel mishum b'nei adam prutzim shemutzuyim sham. He claims that every time she goes to a wedding, she meets all these kind of wild people singing these rock songs and jumping around and pretending to be Jewish, but that actually it's very porut, and he doesn't want her to be nechshelet with that and so on. And so because of that, he wants to know. This is only him. He can't make it up. It sounds outrageous, but people singing rock songs at weddings. It's only if it was mitchazek, but that's the case. So then he can tell her that he doesn't want her involved in such things. But if it wasn't mitchazek, that such a thing is true, lafko kamina, he can't make up reasons for what it is that he's doing. If he tells her, you have to say what I said to you, or what you said to me. So then he says, well, I understand what's so terrible about that. So let her do so. What do you mean? She should get a get. V'teima. Let her say it. Om Rav Yehuda, Om Rav Shmuel. Obviously, we're talking about Dvarim Shel Kalom. We're not talking about nice things. He's asking to spread one of these videos or something. Or maybe it's some horrific thing she's supposed to say to someone about him or something like that. I mean, she can't be expected to say things like that. She should be filling it up and pouring it out into the garbage. Well, what's terrible about that? So, but they have it. Let her do it. It means talking about that she should become a sort of a vulgarity. She should become full of semen and pour it out in the garbage. In other words, she shouldn't get pregnant. Whereas she can taina, as we saw earlier, that she wants to have children. It says in the bright that it means literally she should fill up, let's say, fill up now, work hard, fill up 10 containers of water, then pour the whole thing out. Okay, the Bishleim of Shmuel, if we're talking about, according to Shmuel, that it means that it's going to prevent her from getting pregnant, so that makes sense. So then he should have to give her a get. This is the kind of crazy nether he makes in the Vampire Ketubah. But if you're going according to the Braita, that was, she fill up water and pour it out, okay, so he's a little bit crazy. Because of that, he has to be Megarish Mitei Ketuvah. My Nafkalamina, what's so terrible? The Avitz, so she'll do it. Omer Abar Barachan, Rav Yochan, Ibn Eshin Yereit Kishota. She doesn't have to do things that make her look insane. She's filling up things and pouring them out. But she flipped her lid. Omer Rav Kana, Madirat Ishto, Shalot Teshal. Say somebody makes a neder that his wife should not borrow from the neighbors, things that are generally borrowed, a sifter or a grinder and so on, to use an oven. So, I mean, over here, I mean, he can make a neder shol tashil, it belongs to him. So he can aser his things on not other people. How exactly would he aser shalot tishal? He can't. How can he aser her from borrowing? So Lechor over here to Port Satos, I'm going to have to say that he made it dependent in Tashmish. Right? In other words, what he said was that I will aser hana'at Tashmish alai if you go ahead and do something. So Mamela, she'll be stuck. Or we could say I aser the hana'at myself of anything that was made with borrowed kalim. So what is it for her to go borrow a sifter? She's not going to be able to give him any of the things that she makes. Okay. All right, so there he can create such a situation. And over there, she has to get a get, you know, pay the ketuvah. Well, says the Gemara, what's the reason? It's because people believe that she is a selfish no-goodnik and that she doesn't want to borrow because she doesn't want to have to lend afterwards. So she's basically cut off from her neighbors, and it's really all because of him. And this is mipnei shemisiyah shem rabbi shchinotel. And the truth would be v'chenish and adrash lo tashal v'lo tashil nafal kivara rechayim etanur. She too, who makes a neder like this, is going to make him that kind of reputation. I mean, people are going to blame the husband too. Or shalot arog begadim na'im levanav. They say shalot ketuvah in such case, well, she made the neder. So also it could be Moses. Obviously, since she made the neder, he does not have to pay the ketuvah if she creates this situation. Mipnei shebisiato shem ra b'shchina. It makes a terrible impression on the neighbors. What are people going to say about such a family? And I blame it on him. He's not mechuyev to live with that. The following should be yotze, and there is no payment of ektuva. Ha'overet al dat Moshe v'Yehudit. Ve'ezo, he dat Moshe. What is the difference? Dat Moshe means that it comes from the Torah. Yehudit means that this is the derech of Jewish women to live. But it's not, in other words, it's a minig or chachomi, but it's not mamish for Moshe Rabbeinu. So when we're talking about she's overet al dat Moshe, what do we mean? Well, for instance, I mean, if she could be ma'achilato, she ain't no mu'usa. So she feeds him food where she never took off ma'aser. Or mishamashto nida. That's it, she's not mitaharet from her nidot. Or lo kotsa lo chala. I mean, she doesn't take off chala from the bread. Or v'noderet ve'ina mekayemet. Now, that's weird because I mean, that's not his business. He was going to ask. I mean, all the others are talking about that it's his business. It damages him. She's feeding him tarfas, or she's giving him nida to sleep. But in this case, she makes nedarim, it doesn't keep her nedarim, and so let her go to hell. What does it have to do with him that he has to now be motzi without a ketubah? Exactly. You know, that becomes, the Gemara's going to ask us and explain it. So, but anyway, these dioraitas are dat Moshe. Ve'ezoi dat Yehudit. Yotz'av rosha parua. So she goes out of the house with her hair uncovered. Ve'tova b'shuk. She spins threads in the market. Again, the Gemara is going to explain what exactly it's referring to. So she's tova b'shuk, or medaberet in kol adam, or she talks to everybody. Again, we'll see what that means in the Gemara. Abar sha'ul amirafa mekalelet yoldav b'fanab, a woman who curses out his parents in front of him. Rabbi Tarfon amir afa kolanit, also a loud woman. She speaks in her house and all neighbors has to hear what she's saying. That's the end of the rova. We'll see. It doesn't mean it's again a sexual remorse. It's not. It doesn't mean literally. It's not. Okay. So let's talk about first in general. You should know that there's a major machlokas we've shown you in terms of how to understand this. The Rambam has a shita which some say nobody else holds, so it's not so clean. But the Rambam Shita is that this has nothing to do with him. It has to do with her. The Rambam's Lashon is, the Chachamim made the Takona of the Ketuvah for Benos Yisrael, so that it shouldn't be Kala Be'ena Votziah. A woman who's not Noheges Kibnos Yisrael, they didn't make such a Takona of the Ketuvah. But why shouldn't it be Kala Be'ena Votziah? Let him throw her out, who cares? Other Rishonim learn that the Indian over here is because she's damaging it. So Mamela, she loses her ksuvah. I'm sure they weren't Matakin ksuvah. I mean, that makes a tremendous nafkamina. Because, I mean, if the guy himself is a willing partner in this type of activity, and then afterwards he tainas, well, she doesn't get a ksuvah because she doesn't cover her hair. I said, what are you talking about? You encouraged her not to cover her hair. So, I mean, if that's the case, so then if you hold like the Rambam, makes absolutely no difference. They were not mitakene ktuva for such a woman, period. What's an afkamina? How he acts. So we're going to say, because of the fact that he is also a parutz or whatever it is, therefore, now they should be mitakene ktuva, that we're not going to say. So, but according to the others, obviously, we're going to have to, if we have any reason to suspect that to'anahu mivakesh, he's just looking for an excuse, but ba'etzim is not really makir. So then we would never allow him to use this as an excuse to pop him from Ksuva, because now he obviously was not makpid on these things. This is big shilas halacha l'maisa about such cases when people tie it on a Ksuva, and we have reasons to think that he really knew about this before, and that he wasn't makpid before. But again, the Rambam's approach is unbelievable. That it's not halacha being mafsik to vatat stam. Then we never make a takon of Ksuva for such a person. It's nothing to do with the husband. Right, we're only interested in protecting a woman who we want to protect, and we want to encourage people to marry and to maintain and not to divorce. What do we care about a marriage like this, which is meaningless to us? People who marry and act like a prutzim anyway, as if they're not married, let them not be married. They want to shack up together. What is that? It's not our business. We don't have no interest in protecting that type of relationship. It's not a meaningful relationship to us. Fantastic insight. Yeah.
This is Yehudis, and then it's Gnosis Israel. I just wonder if there's a nuance of difference.
So what exactly is the case of her? She gives him food that isn't musar. What do you mean she gives him food? If he knows it's not maizer. So what, is he eating it anyway? Is that the pshat? I mean, ekidon, idi yada nifrosh. Now, on the kayach of this Gemara, Taina the Rishonim, not like the Rambam. What's the Gemara saying? Idi yada nifrosh. Who told him to eat it? So he ate it. So what do you care? If Lamaisha she feeds him things that aren't kosher, why can't he tell you afterwards? The Chazal will make a takona for such a woman. What's your kash in the first place? Machilato. Maybe he doesn't care. This is the time. How's the Rambam learned the sugya? The Gemara's making a big deal about it. Well, if he knows about it, so that if he eats it, yeah. So if he eats it, so. So apparently then he wouldn't be able to dine it. So there wouldn't be a din of yotzivi yitetiktuvat. But in any event, so what happened over here? If he knows, so then nifrosh. Tosafot says, what do you mean? Why can't the case be? And he did know. And he was borish. And we're being mechayver on the attempt. She wanted to feed him, and he realized that it wasn't musa. And he didn't eat it. Why do you have to say that dafki he ate it? So Tosafot says, because the mashma'ut of the Lashon is, in the Mishnah, that he actually ate it. And that for an attempt alone, she wouldn't be yosef. Because she could say, I wanted to see if you're so kodesh like the chamor of Rapinkos Ben Yoyer, I wanted to see if you could pick it up, you know. I mean, I know they say you're a Baal Meisim. I wouldn't have given it to you to eat if I would have seen you again. Yeah, you could have said I was playing around, you know. But for an attempt, we wouldn't be motzi. So what would be the case? An idolo, yeah, if he didn't know and he ate it, so how all of a sudden did he find out? I mean, it's not normal that somebody what comes along and is made it to him, you should know, your wife fed you, not kosher. It's like, where would he find out exactly? The case is like this. He says, everything is kosher. He says, yeah, I bought it by, you know, this tremendous action. It was this Kohen, and he's matzah, always in dinim of Gertrumas and Mises, and he took care of it for me. So he goes and he asks this guy, well, I heard you took good care of my wife today at the store. What are you talking about? Never saw your wife. So I was over shadow. He's talking shikra. He finds out that thing was a lie. Or, mishamashton nida. Now, what would be the case of their echidam? I mean, idi yada ba nifrosh. So I understand. Does he know she's in nida? So he should be punished. Ida lo yada. If he doesn't know absolutely. So what's the problem now? He thinks she's in nida because he notices indications that she's in nida. You are allowed to be somech on a woman who says she's not in nida. Nismokaluya. We know that from the pasuk. Omer b'chanina b'kahan omer shmuel. Minayin l'nida she'soferet la'atzma. She'ne'amar v'safra la shibat yamim. La means for herself. She doesn't need a heksher of the Rabbanut that she's not in nida, and she doesn't need any witnesses that she's not in nida. The Torah is saying that she can tell you she's not in nida. So what do you understand? Yes. You have suspicions, you have indications. The Torah is saying to rely on her. No, it's enough. So what's the problem exactly? The case is like this, but she said, well, I mean, yes, it's true that I was bleeding, but I asked the Shaila, and the so-and-so, the Rav said, that this dam is tahar, so he goes and he discusses it with the Rav. The Rav says, "What are you talking? She never came to me to ask any shaylas." Also, shaylas takach shikra. Maybe the Rav says, "I told her it was no good. It was tamei dam." Vibayit ema, or it could be bechal. Tremendous chiddush. Even though the Torah says that she should be soferet latzma, we rely on her. And so you would think that that would take precedence over other indications. However, as Rabbi Yehuda said, Yom Rabbi Yehuda uchzika nida b'shchinoteha, ba'ala loka aleha mishum nida. So let's say that we have now, they're the shchinim. Shchinim generally know what's doing one with another. If the shchinim assume that she is a nida, the other women in the chatzar, so that even though she claims she's not, if she says, listen, the Torah should rely on me, b'sofrala, it's not that we have an iser, it's that we rely on this to be loka about if we give him. So if that's the case, it means that we look at it as that she's a vana nida, not a suffix nida. In which case, it obviously, it doesn't say v'safra Allah in a case where she's a vana nida. That does ask an interesting question. If it's v'safra Allah, so why doesn't she make a bracha? It says that v'safra Allah is exactly the same mitzvah as there is by Sfira Zohimer, as there is by Sfira of Bezdin of Yehiva. Why isn't there a mitzvah that is b'chai of a bracha? Yeah. Tosfos says an interesting teretz. He says that if something is shayek to be nistar, the svira, then you don't make a bracha on it. The whole point of the svira is because we're hoping to complete the svira. But you need to test every day to see whether it's enough. So this isn't a svira stav to count days. It's to keep checking to see if you can count these days. Which I have to say, to make a bracha on something, maybe there wasn't a svira. The whole thing is mustar. Okay, but in any event, that would be the case that we knew that she was in nida. Okay, so either yes, the rabbi or the shchinim tell me. Next case was she bakes challahs and she's not kotzer l'challah. So if he dami here too, either yada, I mean he knows, so he shouldn't eat it. Either lo yada, I mean no yada. Lo tzricha d'orma leploni gabal tikein liyatayisa. There used to be that there were professionals, that the gamer, you know. So she says the gamer, he was the one that took care of the challah. The Ozov Shaila, and he asked him, did you come in? You took care of the challah? And asked, shtakach shikra. She was lying. V'noderet v'ena v'kayem. And all the other cases, I understand that she's damaging him by making him being over on his surin. But if she makes the neder, so what's in his business? It doesn't affect him. She's not mekayem. So what's the problem? He doesn't want a wife who is going to burn an el. Why not? So what's the reason? Answers the Gemara. No, it directly affects him. The Omar Mar, the Avon Nidorim Banim Meitim, Shenema Al Titein Et Picha Lachatiyat Besarecha. So Lachatiyat Besarecha means to cause injury to your flesh. And the pasuk goes on, Lama Yiktzov Elohim Al Kolecha V'Chibelet Maaseh Yadecha. Why do you want God to get angry at the sound of your voice and destroy that which you have created? What are the things that you create? Ezoin Maaseh Yadav Shel Adam Aveomer Banav Uvdotav Shel Adam. The things that a person creates are essentially his children. So we see from here that because of Nedarim, Chas v'Shalom, a person's children can die. So therefore he says, listen, I can't have the mother being the chayav of the children. Rimnachman or Ramiyachah. Leshav, he kate et b'nechem, which usually is said as a tmiyah. Did I destroy your children for nothing? But we can read that Leshav, because of Shav, al iske Shav, because of Shluas and Nedarim of Shav, he kate et b'nechem. Tanya Rabbi Meir of Hayam Rabbi Meir Omer. Rabbi Meir apparently held not like this. Rabbi Meir held that there's an eitzah that kola yodea bishto shenodera v'edem kayemet. If he knows that he has such a wife that makes the dorm and doesn't keep the dorm, so what he should do is he should make more nedarim on her. Yavz Rabbi Yadirena. What is it? This is good. Remind me that came on. How's that? What kind of solution is that? No. In other words, Yachzor v'yach nitena, get her mad. Get her good and angry every day. Make sure you get into a big fight. Because then when you get into a big fight, then she'll scream at you these nadarim, right? But then you'll hear the nadarim. So if you hear the nadarim, you'll be able to be matter the nadarim. So there won't be any problem. I shouldn't get into a big fight. She may just be muttering under her breath. So then you won't hear, then you won't be able to be matter it. So Yazer v'yaknitena yadirena means get her to make the netter by getting her good and angry. So you got to know which buttons to push. You know, you push the right buttons together, get her in the door, mate. And that way, kadesh tidor b'fanav v'yaferla. So why would we hold that you have to be megarisher? Omrulo, they said to him, what kind of eitz is that? In adam darim nachash b'kvifachat. What do you mean? You can't live with a snake in one cage. What are you going to say? Dance around the cage all the time. Always dancing around the cage. She's bound to get you some way. One minute you're going to let your guard down, and that'll be the end of it. Nachash v'shalom. It'll affect your children. Tanya already Yehuda Omer. Kol ha'yodea b'shita she'ena kutza lo chala. There's also an eitzah for the other issue. What's your problem? Your problem is that you don't trust your wife's taking off challah. Okay, so what he should do is yachzor v'yafrish achareha. So every time she makes challah, go take off challah. That way you won't be nichshal. Omru lo na ein adam dar im nachash b'kvifachat. You can't live. I mean, she's bound. There's bound to be a mistake one day. You'll forget. You don't know. This was a different challah than the one she made earlier in the week. It's not an eitzah. So if you're learning the sheet over here of Rabbi Yehuda, the takona for challah. Okay, I mean, challah, like that's easy for me to do, right? So, but I mean, I'd have to do it every week, maybe twice a week, three times a week. But a kosh king, the dorim, I mean, how often do you have to now make a takona on a neder? I mean, it's not like baking challahs. But if you hold, if you're talking about nedarim, okay, Rabbi Meir's case, maybe I can rely on that. But this happens so often. I mean, there in Akinami, he would say that you're bound to be nirshem at one point or another. You can make bread every day, maybe, and then not take off collar. All you need to do is miss one day. Veizoi dat yudit yotzav rosh haparua. So dat yudit means she goes out with her hair uncovered. It's more rosh haparua with hair uncovered. That's not dat yudit. That's dat moshe. That's an isu diyoraita. Dechtiv ufarad rosh haisha. V'tana devei rabbi Yishmael azara levnot yisra shelo yetzu before ruah rosh. That, as you see from over here by a sota, that we will be porea rosha, and you see from there that the given is that her hair is covered. If she's a sota, so in order to be makalkala and to be menavla publicly, so we go out to do that which is the opposite of what the Torah assumes to be the given. So it means the given is that the benot Yisrael don't go out before a rosh. So how do you call this dat yudit? Well, dioraita kalata shapir dami. If she is, generally she'll go out carrying a basket on her head. The basket comes with a little kippah underneath it. Keep it on the head, which is a basket wheel. It doesn't cover the hair completely, but at least it covers the hair partially. And now on top you put in, whatever it is you're carrying around. So that was the equivalent of the contemporary fanny pack. So they had a head pack, So the head pack had a basket weave. Yeah, okay. So, over there, that would be okay, meteorite, because that's not para. Para is the fact that the hair flows freely in the wind. But dat yudit, afil kalatanamiya. So in terms of dat yudit, this is not enough of a covering. It's a basket weave, not good enough. You'd have to cover it. Omer avasi, omer av yochan, kalatan, ein bam mishum pruei rosh. So Rav Yochan was quoted as saying, a woman who's wearing this basket weave, there's no problem with pruei rosh. Abiba Rabbi Zera, what do you mean there's no problem? Hey, where is there no problem? Ilema Bashuk, we just said that's dat yudit. So what do you mean there's no problem? And if you're talking about what? In a chotzer? You mean you need to wear a basket weave in a chotzer? Imkein lo inach to batla avram avidu sher shevet tachat ba'alam. You're telling me that ein bavishum pruei rosh? Without a kalata on her head, it's also not pruei rosh in her own private chotzer. I mean, if you're going to tell me that she's got to keep her hair covered in the chotzer, you might as well give a get to everyone in town. Who ever heard of such a thing? So apparently, there's no hakpada.
Is his own house, or it shares with neighbors?
That's a machlokas. The poskim say that if it's shared with other people, so then she has to keep recovering the chatzar also. But not everybody holds it. Also, I mean, Mizman Hazeh, the later Achronim Taina, that in the house it's also called a chatzar, that there's a minute to be makbid, even in a house. But again, it's already could be dependent on minute. Omer Abaye Vitemer of Kahana, it means midway. It means that what Rabbi Yochan is saying is, if she's going from one chatzar to another chatzar, and she's going through a mavon, so there could be another person there from the neighborhood and so on. So she's not wearing her hair covering, her regular hair covering. She's got like a light basket weave on her. So that's not called Teruah Rosh, says Rabbi Yochan, under those circumstances. In other words, the extent at which there is a requirement for tzniut is the extent at which there's exposure. So the greater the exposure, the greater the need for tzniut. V'tova b'shuk. What is exactly, what's wrong with spinning threads in the market? Omer Rav Yeronu Shmuel, talking about b'mar azro, tell ibnei adam. She puts up her sleeves so that she can, move around more easily. Then meanwhile, she's exposing her arms. Rav Chisdamar Avimi b'tova. Rashi's understanding of this is b'tova v'reit k'neged paneha. So what she does is she spins and she has the threads falling between her legs. So it draws attention to the split in her legs. So v'reit k'neged paneha, which is a turn on, and that's very not sanua. Tosus understands it as tova v'reit. She uses these very beautiful crimson threads. And k'neged paneha is not a euphemism to between her legs. It means her face. But what she does is she puts this all over. It's like one of these, really, it's a movie picture. Now there she is, lovely young girl with the red threads blowing in her hair. And she's twisting them. I mean, a picture every tourist that comes by is clicking the camera. And there she is. So it's quite a show. So that's also two completely different ways of translating the word, whether it's vered or is it vered. Midaberet im kol adam. Omer of Yudah Mashmul, this doesn't, I mean, she speaks, it says good morning, it means it's been misacheket, she's playing around, the boys walk by, and she's always got something cute to say, and so on.
Flirtatious.
Exactly, flirtatious. Omer Rabba Bar Bar Chana, Zim La Chodav Ka'azim La Batei Rav Ukva. I was once walking along the street with Rav Ukva, and Chaziti Lahu Araviya, Daviyat of Kashadya Pilcha, V'tova Barad, or V'tova Vered, Keneged Panea. So there we are walking by, now I'm a good-looking young man, and given the Chazitina, and she sees us. So what does she do? She pretends that she breaks, that the thread flipped on her, on her pilcha, which is the weight that is used for twisting. What's the word for it? It's a pelech in English. Spindle, yeah, I think it is. Yeah, it's a spindle. I mean, there's a different, yeah, spindle thing. So she breaks off the spindle from the thread, and of course, their spindle was simply a weighted piece of wood with a little hook in it that held the thread. I mean, nowadays, you know, spindles are a little bit more complex, couldn't throw it. But she took the spindle and threw it as if it fell. So she says to me, hey boy, Olam, Avli Pelech, wait, bring me that Pelech. So Amar Bar Rav Ukva Milta Rav Ukva muttered something about her. If I would have the chutzpah, I would be mitakein the girsa, but I didn't see anybody that says it. I didn't see any other girsa like it. But I would have thought that what really happened over is mitla, not milta. Meaning that he made her a model for one of the cases in the Mishnah, not that he just said something about her. Right? So my Omar Baravino, what exactly did he say? So, my Omar Baravino, sorry, what exactly did Marukva say? So Ravina said he said she is a model for what the Mishnah was talking about when it said a Tovah B'Shuk. This is a Tovah B'Shuk. Where the Rabbanan say, no, Marukva said this, what she said to you was Midaberetim Kol Adam. This is a Midaberet Kol Adam. This is flirtatious behavior. To throw it and to say, hey boy, why don't you bring me the Pelach? That's a Midaberetim Kol Adam. Aba Sha'ul Omer Afa Mekalelet Yoldav Bifanav, woman who curses out her in-laws in front of her husband. Omer Aviram Rav Shmuel, this means, Mekalelet, it's not only that it's in front of him, but Mekalelet Yolidav Bifnei Moladav, is the years without the first year. So that he curses the ones who gave birth to her husband in front of the ones whom her husband gave birth. In other words, she tells the grandchildren that her grandpa's a jerk. That's the point. V'simanecha, the moladav, Ephraim u'menashek u'uvein v'shimoni yeli, others have the girsa, u'moladetecha, that it continues on with the pasuk of the moladetecha l'choyiyu. So did you see that the ones that, I mean, it's not the pashas of the pasuk, but we're making it a simon. The ones who are muledet from you should be nikra al-shem the sab, your name also, in which case being mekal al the saba is like being mekal in front of the child. Like, for instance, Amar Rabba, the yomer like nechle aryeh le saba, you know, I just wish a lion would eat up granddad. I guess those were days when you took your risks in other ways. So that's considered to be sufficient reason to be an overt of that. Rabbi Tarfa Omer Afa Kolanit. She makes a lot of noise. So what is that talking? My Kolanit. Omer Yonah Meshmul Mashmaat Kolal Iskei Tashmish. Not talking about Stam. She makes a lot of noise. She's making a lot of noise when it comes to intercourse. V'matnit Atan V'Shameshet B'Chatzar Zu V'Nishma Kolal B'Chatzar Acheret. I mean, you can hear sounds from the next Chatzar. Says the Gemara, I mean, that's not, I mean, that's a moon. I mean, I think it got to be moon. I mean, this woman's got a real problem. I mean, so why don't we list this with moomin rather than with overt al dat? I mean, there is a list of moomin in the Mishnah. Actually, makes more sense to learn like Shmuel said. Mashmat kola aliske tashmish, which some learn means that she's tova tashmish bifanav, or that she's moaning and groaning about Tashmish with her pleasure, you know, but I mean, those are things that are not, that are up to her. So she's over at all that by exposing herself to Tashmish. Somebody says, look, I'm only marrying you on condition that there's no Nidorim. Now it turns out that she did have Nidorim. So then, in Amakudesh, the whole thing is a mistake. He doesn't even need to give her a get. It's a mekach tov. It's an actual tonight. What about mekach ta'ut? Kavzah stam. When you throw all the nedarim, it's not mamish mekach ta'ut in terms of going being able to annul the marriage without a get. He didn't say it. But certainly in terms of the chiyuv, to give a ketuvah, I mean, there's strong grounds to doubt that he meant to write a ketuvah under these circumstances. We can't take a ketuvah. So teitzei shelo b'ketuvah. Al menat she'ein ba mumin. Suppose he says, I want to marry you on condition that there's no hidden mumin on you, blemishes, v'nimtzu ba mumin, enem kedeshes. But if he didn't say beferish that he's been marrying her al menat, there shouldn't be mumin, kansa stam v'nimtzu ba mumin, teitzei shelo b'ketuvah. So now, of course, the question over here is, are these two cases, or... And this is talking about, he made a t'nai in the Kiddushin, and then he went ahead and took it to the chuppah without re-mentioning the t'nai. Vikon sastam. So in other words, there's two stages in the Mishnah. Or are these two different cases? One, a case where he is marrying a woman, beferish with a t'nai, and one in which he actually takes a woman and then discovers that there's a problem without having made a t'nai at all. Not b'shas the Kiddushin, and not b'shas the chuppah. So this we'll see. Is a machlok, we saw this machlok earlier. We spoke about it briefly, but here is its mocha. So that will wait for the Gemara tomorrow. Kansa stam v'nimtze b'mumin teitzei shelo b'ketuvah. Kol ha'mumin ha'poslim b'kohanim poslim v'nashim. So any of the mumin that show up in the list of mumin for kohanim will also be a mum in terms of a woman. Tana nami gabi kedushin ki hagavna. Didn't this Mishnah appear in Kedushin word for word? Why are we repeating the Mishnah? No, because here we're bringing the Mishnahs in terms of the Nif Ketuvos, right? I mean, this is Masechet Ketuvot, because you forgot. So all the Ketuvot is Trichalei. So it mentions the Kedushin in terms of whether the Kedushin is batal, is it annulled? Because once we're telling you the din by ketuvah, so you have to know the din of kedushin also. I mean, it's a ton of kedushin, not ketuvah. Over there, the Mishnah is coming in the context of kedushin. Okay, so it says already kedushin. So for kedushin, it's tzricha. Like once already I've told you the din about the kedushin, I also come along to tell you the din about whether he has to pay the ketuvah, other kedushin. Omer Rabbi Yochanan b'shum Rabbi Shimon ben Yair etzadu. Ve'ilu nedarim amru. What type of nedarim are we talking about? Now, it's not clear what he's referring to. Where he does make the t'nai, or where he doesn't have to give it the ketuvah without making the t'nai. This we're going to see. Well, what nedarim are we talking about in one or other of those cases? We're talking about nedarim where shalot ochal basar, shalot ishtay yayin, shalot itkashet bigvidei tzivonim. So things that are affecting, going to affect her, and they're going to affect the way that he thinks about her. Tanya namiyachi, behelam nedarim amru, dvarim sheyesh beminui nefesh. But it doesn't mean she has a neder that she has to finish reading Tillim every week. I mean, that's not bad enough to be megarish. How did he bar Rav Papa? Rav Papa said, what was this referring to? Was this a pirish on the first part of the Mishnah? Or was this a pirish on the second part? So, I understand. In the Reisha, he said, I don't want to adore him. She says, I don't want Nadarim. Why are we defining these Nadarims? I don't want Nadarim. That means any Nadarim, right? So, I mean, given the Kakapi, I mean, he's saying, I don't like Nadarim, is what he's saying. So then, Afilu Kol Mili Nami. So then it should mean any type of Neder at all.
Does it mean that it does, could say three times, or wouldn't say three times?
What was that?
Personal behavior.
No. It means Nadarim.
It speaks it out.
Yeah. Ela Asefa. Must be going on the Sefer, where it says that if he discovers, without even mentioning it, then this is an assumed, an umdana, that we don't want such a woman, and the male doesn't have to pay her ketuvah. Ravashi says, no, leolam ha-resha. It's even going back on the resha. The point over here is that when he makes that t'nai, the value of the t'nai over and above not making the t'nai is the difference between annulling the kedushin without requiring the get, or simply invalidating the ketuvah. But the idea is the same, because when he says he doesn't want a netter, so, I mean, don't we have to understand what he's referring to? What he really means? He doesn't want the netter of a woman who has a netter that she has to finish tailing every week. I mean, is that so terrible? That's what he means. I don't want a netter. He means, I mean, we understand that. I mean, his das would be bottle on such thing. Hakpad is not something that people generally care about. This is hakpad. I say, I don't want a netter. What I mean is, I don't want the kind of netter that people generally mock me on. That's what the Pashas of the Gemara seems to be saying. However, Tosis points out that obviously doesn't mean his kepeda isn't kepeda that we would say bat levaitai. I mean, if he says beferish, I'm marrying you on condition that there's no neder for you to say telem every week. So what, that's not a good tanai. But we say bat levaitai. Of course that would be a kosher tanai. I mean, why not? He can make whatever kind of tanai he wants. You can't say the tanai is batal because bat levaitai. He's telling you that this is what he wants. So it can't mean what it normally means. When the Gemara uses this lashon, kepeda kepeda, it's usually in terms of what a person can taina in a legal situation. But if he says it up front, it has nothing to do with the taina. This is what he made the condition dependent on. Okay, tomorrow, obviously, we're going to have to understand the Mishnah, and this is dependent in the making a tanai, and then being kedes without repeating the tanai. So, I mean, depending on what you hold about that, that's going to be the way we understand the Mishnah about the concept. Kiddush, konsistam, is that the case of the Kiddush, konsistam? Or is it halacha, somebody was kind of sneezing without making it tonight. But that we will explore tomorrow. You know, think maybe we should do the Taisus in tomorrow, you know, just for fun.
Tomorrow we're starting at 8:15.